Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
I got a call last Friday from the state for my assessment for Freedom Care in the state.
What's your name, ma'am?
Christina Gonzalez.
Miss Christina?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
1/22/67.
And did they assign you an assessor? When is your assessment scheduled for?
I think her name was Samantha.
Okay. And what's your home address, Miss Christina?
5086 Glenside Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129.
And who's going to be your caregiver?
Pat Gonzalez.
Pat? Patrick?
Pat. Patricia.
Okay, Patricia. And a good number to reach, Miss Patricia?
My name's Christina.
Right, you're the patient, correct?
Yes.
And your caregiver is Miss Patricia? I need her phone number.
Hold on, let me get it.
Take your time. I'm just going to review some of the information you gave me. 5086 Glenside Drive. What's the city on that?
Kansas City, Missouri. And her phone number is 816-984-2171.
All right, let me check real quick what's happening. Okay, what's your Missouri Medicaid ID number?
Take
your time, ma'am.
That I don't know.
I need the 8-digit number off of your Missouri Medicaid so I can check the status of Samantha's call so I can transfer you.
The only thing I have is United Healthcare, a card.
Right. It's not on there. It's on the MoHealthNet card. Do you have MoHealthNet?
Yes, I do, but I don't have that card.
Okay. What's your social, ma'am?
561-752050.
And that's 561-75-2050?
Yeah, 2050.
All right. And are you guys already registered with Freedom Care, or you're still choosing an agency?
Freedom Care.
Because you ended up calling Deluxe Home Care. We do the same thing, ma'am, and we're one of the highest paying agencies. Do you want me to further assist you on to placing this call to the state?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Christine, I just need you to write some of my information down so that we could proceed. And did Ms. Samantha leave you a number where she can be reached?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Okay, J-A-S-M-I-N. Okay.
And this is Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E.
D-E-L?
U-X-E. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And the number is 314.
Okay.
501.
Hold on just one second.
Take your time.
Okay, wait. 314
501-2508. That's 314-501-2508.
Okay.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and we're going to try to get Miss Samantha on the line, okay? The state is going to answer the phone. You're going to need that 8-digit number in your Medicaid. Just tell them that you don't have it. You have your full social. You're trying to make contact with Samantha. She called you in reference to your assessment. They're going to be able to pull you up after they've confirmed who you are, okay? They're going to ask you for your name, your phone number, your date of birth, your address, things of that nature. You just have to confirm it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, and also just let them know that you're trying to go through the, not Freedom Care, but Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, so through Deluxe Care?
Yeah, Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out after I put this referral in to Patricia so we could send her the hiring application so we could get her ready, okay?
Okay.
If they transfer you to Miss Samantha, just leave her your name, your phone number, and let her know that you're returning her call in reference to an assessment. If she picks up the phone,
okay,
that's great, because then you could schedule your assessment right when she has you right on the phone, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely, Miss Christine. I'm here to assist you. Please hold while we try to get Miss Samantha on the line, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Please hold. Miss Christina, what's your phone number?
975-200-9438.
Okay, please hold.
Will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the medic.
Home and community-based services. This is Erica. Are you calling for services for yourself or another person?
For me.
Okay. May I have your first and last name, please?
Christina Gonzalez.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. May I have a good contact phone number for you, please?
975-200-9438.
Thank you. And the date of birth, what is your date of birth, please?
1/22/67.
Thank you. And do you have your Medicaid or your MoHealth ID number, please?
I have the Social Security number.
For the full social.
561-752050.
Okay, one moment. I see the case. Let me pull it up. Okay, I have your case pulled up, Ms. Gonzalez. How may I assist you?
Samantha called last week to do an assessment through the state, and I missed her phone call.
Did she, said she left a voicemail. Did she leave you a direct extension on your voicemail?
No, she didn't.
It says she made a phone call to you on the 18th to schedule the reassessment with no answer. She left a voicemail and she left a voicemail for you to call back with the number and extension.
Okay, well, she left that with somebody else.
Okay.
And that person isn't available. But I'd like to do the assessment so I don't get cut off.
Okay, well, hold on here. I'm looking here. It's still set up here for you to be let me explain something to you. Okay. You will not lose services, all right, for reassessments. Someone will definitely be in touch with you when they're ready to schedule your assessment. One second. I need to cough. Hold on. excuse me, as I was stating, let me repeat it. Someone will definitely be in touch with you when they're ready to schedule your assessment. It is possible. Now, I see that you're ending at the end of March, okay? It's possible they might not get to you before the end of the month, but if that's the case, Ms. Gonzalez, your services continue as they currently are authorized until we're able to meet you, with you for the reassessment. We won't stop it. We won't cut you off.
Oh, okay. Okay, and they'll
like,
contact me at 9.
I'm sorry.
They'll contact me at 975-200-9438.
That's what I'm about to do right now. I am updating it from the current number. So I'm going to repeat it, 975-200-9438, correct?
Yes, and if I don't answer, they can leave a message.
Okay, now when is the best time to call you, morning, afternoon, or any time during the workday?
Usually between 12 and 2.
All righty. I've noted that for you. Now, do you want to add an alternate name and number for a message phone?
Yes. Add the name Pat Gonzalez, and she's the caregiver.
Okay. One second. Let's see. Okay. And her phone number, please.
816-984-2171.
816.
And you'll probably just have to leave them.
Okay. 816-2171. Got it. Lastly, would you please confirm your mailing and physical address? That way we know everything is updated for you.
5086 Glenside Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129.
Okay, is that Jackson County?
I think so.
Okay, got it. I have everything updated. I will put a note on your case that, you know, that you've updated your phone number, because it here that they didn't receive an answer, so when they come back to the notes, they will see that it has been updated.
Okay, and if they don't get a hold of me when they call Pat Gonzalez, they're probably just going to end up leaving a voicemail.
Okay, got it.
Okay, but I still do have services?
Yes, you do. You have services. You have active services with Freedom Care. You have a Consumer Direct Services. They've been effective and active right now. And they will continue.
Okay, cool. And what was your name again?
My name is Erica.
Okay, thank you, Erica.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.